10 Lessons for Casper Snit by Carrie Fagan. Read by Christine Gowie. 10 Lessons for Casper Snit is published in book form by Tundra Books. E-audio published and produced by RMW Kids. Chapter 1. The Creature Catcher.
Oh no, this is terrible,
groaned my father, folding back a page of the morning newspaper.
Just listen to this.
We were all having breakfast, Dad, Mom, me, and my younger brother, Solly. And all of us, except my dad, were rushing. Solly and I had to get to school, Mom had to get to her job at the passport office, but Dad didn't have to rush anywhere, not even to his office in the garage. He was the world's foremost expert on fountains, but at the moment, the fountain business was slow, and he was still wearing his pajamas, bathrobe, and slippers.
What is it, Manfred?
Said Mom, brushing her hair even as she chomped on a piece of toast.
Eleanor, you listen especially,
said Dad. He sounded serious. Peering through his new reading glasses, he cleared his throat and began.
Creature catcher stalks mysterious flying girl. Special to the Sentinel.
Standing outside City Hall yesterday, famous creature catcher Levon Duplessis-Minsk announced that he has begun a search for our own local myth, the mysterious flying girl. As almost everyone knows, the mysterious flying girl was first seen on national television last year when she helped to defeat Casper Snit, that infamous evil genius masquerading as a television director and aided by his assistant Marvin Slouchowski, otherwise known as Slouch, had been trying to steal the $1 million meant to help the people of Verulia after the earthquake. This newspaper posted a reward for $1,000